You're listening to A Roundabout Chattanooga. In this segment, we're going to hear from a local nutritionist who teaches people a new way to eat healthy. It's called mindfulness-based eating awareness training. Pamela Kelly teaches people ways to change and understand specific relationships with food. WUTC's Mark Colbert has this interview.
I'm 53 years of age. I don't exercise like I should. I'm trying to reduce my smoking. I think I eat well. I do like fruits and nuts, but then there are times when, have I gotten enough A, B, C, D, E, F, G? Do I have enough niacin? What about saturated fats? Then there are omega fats. I mean, how do I keep all that in my mind as knowing, well, what's right, what's wrong? And then the government tells you, well, stop eating this, eat more of this. Then
they reverse. It's very, very complicated and yet so simple at the same time. First of all, you have to be a steward for your own self. You have to think of yourself as the most important investment that you make. And unfortunately, as a busy professional as you are and I, sometimes it's easy to put ourselves on hold to do all the other things that are required of us. But the fact is, if we keep ourselves in the forefront of responsibility by making sure we've got adequate fresh fruits, vegetables, grains, meats, etc., available for us throughout our day, it becomes more and more easy over time to know how to make the healthful choices in your life. You mentioned so much in that statement about how do I know how to get the vitamins and the minerals and what to do. But the fact is, if we honor our body and pay attention to when we are hungry and respect when we are full and think about what we crave and what we want, our body will often tell us exactly what it needs. For instance, have you ever seen anybody with an orange or an apple and you look at it and you think, oh, that looks good. Boom, that reminds you, you probably do need vitamin C and you need to include that. So you might think, all right, from now on, every week, I'm going to buy a sack of oranges, a sack of apples, a bunch of bananas, so that you've got the foods available to eat them when you want them. Another example, maybe you see someone who said, oh, we're going to go out and have a steak dinner, and all of a sudden you think, oh, red meat. Could very well be that you need iron or you need zinc or chromium, that B12 that you get from meat. So our body will sort of let us know when it needs certain foods if we're paying attention. But the key is that awareness piece, awareness, aware of what your body needs, aware of the choices that you're making. And again, as I started by saying, making your eating a priority, to be a steward of your own health.
And are you speaking of the mindful living?
I am speaking of mindful living, and I think that's part of it is awareness. You know, we can all be so busy that we don't pay attention to hunger, and then somebody walks in with a box of donuts, and any of us are going to eat them. But if we make a point of having breakfast first and center ourselves, mindfully preparing your cereal, like you said you have some mornings, preparing it and having it so that if somebody does walk in with a box of donuts, you can say, thank you, I'm not hungry right now. So mindfulness really does mean being in the moment as much as possible, in the moment when you're choosing breakfast, in the moment when you realize you're hungry and it's time for you to have lunch, and in the moment when you're choosing dinner. And mindfully just means you're paying attention and you're not being just pulled by those habits to drive into the particular fast food restaurant we've always gone, where you go, oops, stop. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to pack my lunch. I'm going to eat slowly. I'm going to find a quiet place where I can eat and pay attention to the foods that I'm eating and chewing and swallowing. And then I used the word respect earlier. Mindfulness is respect of self, respect of fullness so that you don't overeat. Might be you eat half your meal and you put it aside and eat the other half for an afternoon snack, you know? So it's being in the moment and it's paying attention.
And how will you relate that to a parent who has a very picky child and you're trying to offer or introduce them to a balanced diet? But I don't like spinach. I don't like carrots. I don't like salad. What do you do?
Right. That's complicated. And many of our children today are raised in an environment where there has been real quick, harried, prepared meals where there maybe haven't been that time to develop some good eating rituals within the family. I say offer those foods at every meal, and you demonstrate by your behavior of what you're going to eat. You eat the spinach, you eat the broccoli, you eat the Brussels sprouts, you eat the green beans, and you demonstrate that it's good and you enjoy it and you're going to eat it and make the foods available. But I really believe it's in the best interest to not force children to eat vegetables, but to not make food a combat zone either. If you notice behavior during that mealtime that they're only going to eat chicken fingers and macaroni and cheese, put the carrots and the green beans out there, ask them to take a bite, and then discuss it with them after dinner. I noticed you didn't eat this. Talk to me about that. When you fight with the children, we all know, we've all got children, that they find that point where they can be contentious. They're going to. So try to make mealtimes peacefully. And children have a miraculous way of being nourished, even if they're not eating the way that we want them to. But again, demonstrate by your behavior and make the foods available and don't argue during the mealtime.
The holidays are here.
Yes.
There's going to be lots of delicious things to eat. Some things people are going to say, oh, I know I shouldn't have it, but I'm going to anyway.
Right.
And then next year they're going to look at their diet and, uh-oh, I got to do a diet overhaul.
Right.
What should people do? It's the holidays. We're supposed to eat and enjoy
fat foods. We are. There's such a communion of sharing food together. There's such joy in that. It's a feast. There's such tradition all over the globe. People are doing their own particular food decisions on the holidays of wonderful foods to share. So no guilt, no remorse, but you're mindful about it. You eat a snack before you go to a party always so that you don't go with an empty stomach. You think about the foods that are available all year long and pick something you don't normally have. Maybe it's a fudge. Maybe it's a fruitcake prepared in a special way. Maybe it's, you know, whatever tradition that it just speaks to you. But you don't pile your plate up and think, you know, this is free food. I'm going to eat all I can eat and worry about this in January. Mindfulness and awareness starts today. So I'm having a little open house today, and I've got some sweets and I've got some dips that have calorie-laden dips to them. But I'll encourage people to fix a small plate and step away from the buffet. Go somewhere and talk to people and not just, you know, just start sticking the spoon back in your mouth over and over.
That was WUTC's Mark Colbert speaking with Pamela Kelly. She's going to be leading a workshop on mindfulness-based eating awareness training at the Mindfulness Center in Chattanooga on January 4th and 5th. More information is online at yourownfoodcoach.com.